All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is a very exciting day. This is the end of an important week. This is National Small Business Week, and I was honored on Monday to announce on behalf of the people of Illinois, this is Illinois Small Business Week. Small business success is the key to a rising quality of life for all the people of Illinois. Small business is the backbone of the Illinois economy, and when small business does well, working families do well. We need more jobs, higher family incomes, and who's going to drive that result? Small businesses, just like this one. Here are a couple simple facts. The majority of people in Illinois, the majority of all Americans, either own a small business or work in a small business. The majority of people. Small business is what it's all about. And get this other critical fact. Two-thirds of all the jobs created every year are created by small business. Two-thirds of all new jobs. Economic success is driven by small business success. And that's why we're here to say thank you to the small business community here in Bloomington. We drove up from Springfield this morning, and we've been driving the state every day this week celebrating Small Business Week. The success of these companies is the core to the future quality of life for the people of Illinois. To improve quality of life, we need higher incomes for working people and a lower cost of living for working people. That's what it's all about, and that's what our agenda to turn the state around is. Folks have argued with me. They've said, Governor, just focus on a budget. Just don't talk about spending or taxes. Don't talk about reforms. Don't talk about changing anything. Just do a budget. Well, you know what? We can't have a balanced budget unless we're growing. We will never balance our budget if we're not growing. We've got to grow. We've got to be a state of growth. We need to create more jobs. Here's a tragic fact. We have fewer jobs in Illinois today than we had 17 years ago. And as a result, the average family in Illinois makes less money today than they made 17 years ago. We have got to change direction very dramatically. We can't just nibble around the edges. And those who argue that reforming things is not related to the budget, they're wrong. Here's a core issue. If we had just grown our state at the nation's average, just average growth, instead of the bottom five states like we always are, if we'd grown just at the nation's average, we would not have a deficit today. We would not have any unpaid bills today. We would not have needed the 2011 tax hike that the Democrats put in place. And today we would have $19 billion more in the state treasury to fund our schools, to fund our human services, and to give a tax rebate to the hardworking families of Illinois, just like Indiana and other states are doing. We have got to grow. To grow, we need to become more pro-business. We need to help businesses like this. How do we do it? Reduce the regulatory burden and reduce the tax burden on our small business owners. The number one regulatory burden, as was mentioned, is workers' comp. Workers' comp costs in Illinois are some of the highest in America. We have a system that's broken. It's got a lot of fraud, abuse, and manipulation in it. And it's driving a lot of employers out of business, and it's pushing many of them to leave and go to Indiana or Wisconsin or Tennessee or Texas or other states. We're losing our jobs because our workers' comp costs are too high. Now, we don't have to be the lowest in America, but we need to be average. We should be competitive with other states, and we're driving that. We're pushing that as a major reform. The big change we need to make on taxes is our property taxes. Our property taxes are too high. They're the highest in America. It's crushing working families. It's crushing small business owners. We've got to get a handle on our property taxes. And to do that, we need local control of the cost of government. Local leaders and local voters, local taxpayers should decide, how does outside contracting get done in their school district or in their city or in their county? What has to be bargained collectively inside their government or inside their school district? What should be done in terms of what the costs of construction are, what the competitive bidding is like when we build a taxpayer-funded building? That should be decided here in Bloomington or in Sangamon County or over in Quincy or in Cook County. It should be decided locally, not by Springfield. It shouldn't be dictated by Springfield. It should be decided by the local communities. And those communities who love the current way we do it, they can keep it. But those communities who want to save taxpayers' money and get their property taxes not just frozen like we're advocating, but reduce property taxes, we need local control of the cost of government. That's what we're pushing. If we do these things, there are dozens of companies that would love to come to Illinois. I've talked to them. Many companies want to come to Illinois, but they say, Governor, we've got to show that taxpayers in Illinois matter. We got to see that you're not going to go down the road of New Jersey and New York and other states where they've got deficits and debt and unfunded pensions, but all they do is raise their income taxes to pay for it. And they chase their tail down and businesses leave. We were going to get GE, General Electric, one of the greatest employers in America, wanted to come to Illinois. It was their first choice. But they said, Governor, we can't go from one failed state to another. We're leaving Connecticut because Connecticut has all the financial trouble of Illinois, and they keep raising our income tax to pay for it. Please show us that you're not just going to do that, and if you can show us with your reforms, we'll come to Illinois. Tried to get reforms. The Democrats in the General Assembly said no reforms, just we want a big income tax hike, and Governor, we want you to do the income tax hike, even though we created the deficits over the last 30 years. The answer is GE said, okay, then we're not going to come to Illinois. We're going to go elsewhere. And dozens of other companies have said the same thing. And Caterpillar, one of the best employers in America, headquartered here in Illinois, has told us they're so frustrated being here, they want to grow their jobs in Illinois. And Caterpillar has good paying, high quality jobs, great jobs. And they told me they've been growing their jobs out of Illinois for years because workers' comp is brutally high here. They told me workers' comp costs five times as much in Illinois as it does in the other states where they build their equipment. They can't compete. We've got to become competitive, and when we do, we'll thrive. Because we've got the hardest working people in America here in Illinois. We've got the best strategic location of any state in Illinois. We should be booming, and our hard working people in Illinois should be making higher incomes from economic growth and more jobs that they can choose from, and we have employers competing to hire people here in the state. That's how our hardworking families will make more money. And if we can get their property taxes down, they will have net higher take-home pay, and that's the key to a higher quality of life. Free enterprise, a booming economy, helping small businesses grow with less regulation and less taxes is the key to our prosperity. And if we do that, we'll have the money to fund our schools, and we need to put more money in our schools. We'll have the money to help our most vulnerable, our homeless veterans, our developmentally disabled. They deserve our support. We'll have the money to support them if we have a strong economy, balanced budgets through growth, not increased taxes, through growth. We'll fund our budgets and have a prosperity for everybody. So thank you, everybody. All right, so questions?
Governor, do you think that Donald Trump will hurt your ability to cut into Speaker Madigan's majority in the fall?
I have said everything I'm going to say about the presidential race in the past. I'm not going to comment on the presidential race. I am focused 100% on the state of Illinois. 100%. We have a major crisis. We don't have a budget. We've had deficit spending for more than 20 years. We have an unfunded pension liability that's outrageous. We have employers leaving the state. And we're running out of cash as a state. I'm focused 100% on the state and getting us strong and healthy. I'm not going to comment on the presidential race. I'm focused on Illinois.
Governor, what about that story, front page Tribune this morning, quoting people inside your administration saying Rauner won't endorse Trump? Can you set that?
I don't know who's commenting on anything. I'm not making any comments. I've made my statements in the past on the presidential election, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to comment anymore.
The convention in Cleveland. What's your status on that?
Yeah, so I am not going to attend the convention in Cleveland. I'm going to focus here in Illinois. I want to travel. Where I want to go is travel the world on my nickel. I'll pay for it. I want to travel the world going to China, Germany, Brazil, Mexico. I want those companies coming here and growing and investing in Illinois. That's when I travel. That's where I'm going to go. And where I'm going to go is Indiana. They've been stealing our jobs in Indiana for decades. You know what? And I'm a competitive son of a gun. And you know what? Well, I don't want our jobs going to Indiana. I want them coming here in Bloomington. And I want them coming to Quincy. And I want them coming to Springfield. And I want them coming to Rockford. That's where I'm going to travel. I'm going to work for the people of Illinois. I don't need to go to Cleveland. I'm not going to Cleveland. That's not where I should spend my time. I should spend my time working for the people of Illinois. And that's what I'm going to do.
So the reason you're not going to Cleveland is because you want to spend time working in Illinois? That has nothing
that's
to do
correct.
With the president.
That's correct. It's focused on Illinois and Illinois' issues. That's exactly
is
why.
Is this somewhat unprecedented? Governor, for the head of the Illinois Republican Party, you to not attend the national convention of your party?
I actually don't know. I'm not sure. There are a lot of things I'm doing different as governor. We have been going the wrong way for a long time as a state, and I'm taking us in the right way. And I don't spend a lot of time worrying about what folks did in the past, and I don't criticize the decisions got made by people in the past. I focus on what's doing right now and for the future of the people of Illinois, and that's 100% my focus.
So that's not an endorsement of Trump now, but what about in the future?
I've said everything I'm going to say about the presidential race. I'm focused on helping the people of Illinois grow our economy, get a lower tax burden, and have a better quality of life, and that's 100% my focus.
Governor, 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 Governor,
small business question. Regarding small business, because the Democrats control both branches of government and they've not been very cooperative with you down there, what have you been able to do through executive order or whatever to help small businesses here in Illinois?
Yes, well, that's a great question. So we've tried to change the culture in our various departments. We have departments that regulate business, and many of those departments were led and staffed by people who regarded business as an enemy, as groups to be shaken and regulated and taken money from. And we've brought in people who love business, want to support business, and want government to be supporting and creating an environment for business to flourish. So we've completely changed the culture. We've got a review underway. Every regulation that we can eliminate by administrative action or by executive order, we're cutting. We want to cut the red tape. We want to cut the restrictions and the regulations, and we can do that by administrative action, not necessarily with the legislature. The culture is different. And by the way, we have now cut about $800 million of operating costs for state government. We didn't need the legislature to approve it. We didn't need them to pass legislation. We're streamlining the government. We need the government smaller. We need the spending to get off the backs of small business owners so we can get value for taxpayers, we can be more competitive, and we can boom our economy under free enterprise system. That's what we're doing, and we're pushing that very hard.
Governor, what do you think about that plate of taxes proposed by the Chicago Teachers Union to basically a Band-Aid for the problems in the district? And secondly, how do you respond to the rumblings that your administration sabotaged or is sabotaging the Menar education reform funding bill?
Okay, so two issues there. Let me take each one. I'm not sabotaging any education funding bill. That is false spin. Let me say a couple things. The Democrats in the General Assembly put the current version of our state funding formula in law in 2003. I did not create this school funding formula. It's not mine. I don't like it. I'm willing to change it, but it's not mine, and I'm not undermining anybody's efforts. I think everybody's got to talk about it and try to figure out. I'm a moderately intelligent person. I've studied our funding formula. It's convoluted and complicated and manipulated, and it's not good, and I want to change it. And I'm going to support those people who try to come up with good ideas to change it. Right now, there's a lot of screaming about it because there are the Democrats in the General Assembly want to use the funding formula as an excuse to bail out the city of Chicago, CPS. That's not happening. I am not supporting that. That's not fair to the taxpayers of the state of Illinois. We are not going to let that happen. I do want more money for schools, all schools, including Chicago Public Schools, and I'm fighting to increase state support for education to a level it hasn't been in 7 years. I want to increase state support every year. I demanded more money last year. I'm demanding more money this year. Every year, I will put more money into our public schools because Illinois is dead last. We're number 50 out of 50 for state support for education. How it gets parsed out among the schools, I don't control that. That's a funding formula that the Democrats put in place. I don't control that today. But the one thing for sure that hurts all schools is to reduce funding. I'm going to increase funding to help all schools. Now, here's the other critical thing. The Democrats in the General Assembly have cut school funding from the state 4 times in the last 10 years. The Democrat, even after they did their tax hike in 2011, they cut school funding. They've created the crisis by not treating our kids and our teachers as the number one priority. And I've said, look, we've got a lot of problems in this state. We've had unbalanced budgets going back 20 and 30 years. I can't find a balanced budget in Illinois, ever. Not paying in the pensions is borrowing at taxpayers' expense 8% interest. That's what it is. The Democrats put in a plan not to fund the pensions. That's wrong. That's borrowing. And then they said the budget's balanced. It's not balanced. I'm putting more money in the schools as the first priority. We're going to treat our teachers with the top priority. And we can't let the Democrats spin it as somehow I want to cut school funding or hurt low-income kids in Chicago. I have worked hard for 30 years to try to help low-income students in Chicago. And it's outrageous to me to see the way CPS, Chicago Public Schools, has mismanaged their money, not put the money in the classroom with the students. They've spent it on bureaucracy and overhead. They haven't reformed their pensions. They've given away too much unaffordable contracts with their teachers' union, and they've mismanaged that system. It's sliding into financial abyss, and they're either going to they've got to change direction. There's no bailout coming. One of the things I've recommended is we ought to create the opportunity for them to declare bankruptcy if they need to and restructure their debts so that it can be more affordable. Otherwise, they are looking at a massive, massive property tax hike on the people of Chicago, that would be tragic, because Chicago needs more small business owners like this one. Chicago needs more employers, and they need to keep hardworking families in their homes where they can afford to live there. And if they don't get a handle on the CPS budget, they're going to have crushing property tax increases. And I've said either have a bankruptcy be an option, or the other thing I've said to the mayor and the leaders there, embrace our reforms, local control, we can solve your problems. Every reform I've advocated could help Chicago Public Schools. If they need to take something out of collective bargaining, as the mayor wanted to get the teacher's pension contribution out of collective bargaining, he asked that the state allow them to do that. I've said, let all communities, all school districts have that be an option. Anything they need out of collective bargaining or anything they want to do on contracting or bidding, let each school district do it. Chicago has had it in the past. I want it for every school district. Chicago can save a lot of money if they'll do that.
Governor, you endorsed Chris Christie for president earlier this year. He's on board with the Trump train. What's changed? Why are you unable to articulate?
I'm not.
There's other people here who'd like to have.
Yeah, so I'm not. I've made my comment about the presidential race.
Governor, yes. Higher education. Illinois State University Board of Trustees increased tuition by 3% for incoming students in the fall. One of the reasons they said that is the uncertainty of state funding.
Yep.
There was a stopgap funding that was passed, but if no more comes in, that's what they were funded at 46 years ago. So what's your idea of what higher education is? Do we need to raise some taxes to get that, or what happens next?
So I am furious at the lack of a budget and the lack of higher education funding. Higher education is a core part of the education quality that we're offering for our young people in Illinois. We have proposed real solutions to fund higher education. For example, even though the state is out of money today, we could fund our MAP grants right now if the Democrats would pass procurement reform, the purchasing reforms that we've requested. We could save $500 million a year, would not require a tax hike, and that $500 million could fund our MAP grants. There's a solution that's actually funded. We've also recommended we do pension reform. If we do pension reform, that's more, even President Cullerton's plan would result in savings of over $1 billion a year. Our plan would result in $2.5 billion of savings a year. I'd rather do our plan. But I've said, as a spirit of compromise, let's start with President Cullerton's plan. $1 billion a year, that could fund our universities very well while we get through the negotiation process to get a broad budget where we have true balance. There are solutions where the money's there. But the Democrats don't want to support reform. The Democrats love the status quo. They've been deficit spending. They've had unbalanced budgets for decades, even though there's a constitutional requirement in the state of Illinois to have a balanced budget. The Democrats ignore it, and they call borrowing revenue. I tell you what, this business can't call borrowing revenue. They would go bankrupt if they did that. Well, you know what? That's what government does. They call borrowing revenue. It's not revenue. We have got to get truly balanced budgets, and that's what we're fighting for.
Governor, you talked about workman's comp. Obviously, you mentioned Caterpillar. GE didn't want to come here. What's to keep Caterpillar from actually going through with their plans of building a new headquarters in Peoria and not leaving the state and going somewhere else?
You know what? That's why we need our reforms. You know, they have a duty to do what's right and make their business competitive. We got to help them. We've got to help them create an environment in Illinois where they can compete. They've told me they want to grow in Illinois significantly. This is their home. They're proud. They do not want to leave. But you know what? They have a duty, and to be competitive and grow their company. We've got to create an environment for them, and they want to help us. That's why they're advocating. Doug Oberhelm, the CEO, has been standing. Let's get workers' comp reform. Let's get property tax relief. Let's reduce the red tape and the regulations and the burden. And because they're just one company, there are thousands of businesses that say the same thing to us every day. We've got to help the business community stay competitive so we can grow our economy.
Last question.
What about the legislation that was just proposed by Exelon and ComEd regarding the nuclear plants and changing the no emissions.
I heard about that. There's a new piece of legislation been introduced. I have not had a chance. I've been a little busy this week. I have not had a chance to review the legislation. I think it got introduced. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
I haven't studied it yet. I'll say this. Nuclear power plants are an important part of our overall energy mix. They're an important source of energy production. And I want to make sure we've got a broad energy mix within the state of Illinois. Nuclear power generation creates a lot of good paying jobs, and I don't want to lose those jobs. That said, I'm always concerned whenever a business says, oh, I guess in order to stay in Illinois, we need a big taxpayer subsidy. So that's a little bit, that's like a red light, you know, danger. So the answer is we've got to talk about it and figure out what makes sense. We're going to look at that bill and decide how to handle it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. picture of you and my wife and kids before we leave.
Good question. Those
gotta get out of here.
That's where I wanted to read the stand on the sun.
Oh,